Kickstart your road to fitness with the Hard Work Works fitness app for all ability levels, a full gym, no problem. Well, what's included? 200 workout plans available for every situation from a full gym to no equipment at all. There's even a nutrition guide to help you stay on track. All of this is only $10 a month. Special offer for deprogramming listeners, use promo code STUPID and get your first month free. The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. Program, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. We already tried this band a couple years ago. We did U2 part one, and this is one of the last times we will do a part two. It's U2 part two. And it's been so long at this point, I don't even know how U2 came about. So I'm just going to go, Jody. I think
that sounds about right.
It's all my fault. I see.
Yes. But so why is it that we had to do U2 in two parts, and why couldn't we just settle with the first half of their discography?
Well, the simplest answer to that question is because U2 couldn't settle for that. Supposedly, and I don't understand this myself, personal opinion, but apparently Rattle and Hum got like not so good reception.
Yeah, it wasn't very well received.
So I'm like, I don't understand that, but, you know, whatever. And so there was this idea of, hey, maybe we kind of should do something different. Apparently, Bono and Edge were more on this than everyone else was. And it almost caused like a big, you know what, we're not a band anymore.
Mm. Yeah, but there was a big split that happened.
Yeah, but they got over it. Largely, I think, if I'm remembering right, because of the beginnings of writing one. And that's, they kind of like, okay, you know what? Maybe we can do this new sound. Mm. So since they did a new sound, here we are.
Here we are. So Scott, you obviously agreed that U2 would be in two parts. Why for you is it that we needed to do two parts for U2? Why are we here today?
There's a very different sound that comes with the second half of U2's discography that I feel like would have benefited from a second part, because it sounds so much different than the first half of their career.
Agreed. And I think I may have mentioned this on the first part. Zooropa and Pop, those are my jam. Those are like my U2. Mm-hmm. When I say that, like the end of part one was where I was starting to get into U2, but that was all by my mom's hand. Like, she mm-hmm. would listen to those records, and I would listen to them with her. Zooropa's the first time I would go and grab the disc and listen to it by myself. And Pop is the first one, like, I chose. I was like, yeah, I want that. The beginning of this second part is, this is my jam. Which, going into this next question, you know, I'll come back around to me. It's been a while, Jody. Like, I know you've had trouble, you know, finding listening time in your schedule. But but with U2 here, with this back half of the catalog, what was it like gathering your 20 together for this?
Well, a lot of this is really just these are the songs that stuck with me. As I went back and played through everything, I remember these songs. I remember these songs, not just, I remember hearing that song, but no, I remember word for word these songs.
Mm. Yeah.
So the songs on my list this time around are the ones that stuck so deep in my brain that I could sing them without listening to the songs now.
There we go.
Same.
Yeah. So did you have like a game plan going in?
Not really. One, like you said, you know, my availability to listen uninterrupted is not as it used to be. Hopefully will be again someday, but isn't the case. So it was more just because when we started this, you know, we kind of already knew we were going to do this in two parts. So I had already gotten everything set up. So when I came to do this half of it, it was like my list in Trillo was already built. Playlists are already done, all that. So it was just, okay, well, let's hit play and see what sticks, what comes up. And it was pretty quickly a matter of, yeah, I remember this song. Like, it's as if, you know, I just heard it yesterday. Okay, it goes. And the ones that didn't hit me that way didn't make it through my first pass. So after that, a lot of it, honestly, was figuring out a way to have something other than Acton Baby on my list.
Yeah. So for you, Scott, you mentioned that this was kind of the same for you, where like you remembered these songs, you knew these songs anyway, but was there a game plan when you put your 20 together? Were you thinking, you know, I need X, Y, and Z, or how did you put it together?
There were definitely songs that I already knew I needed on there. I'll be completely honest. I had maybe a quarter of the list done 2 years ago when we did part one. And then the rest of it kind of filled out within the past couple of weeks. I think I finally finished I put the last two on the list, maybe like Thursday or Friday of last week.
So for me, I mentioned I almost played myself with Zooropa and Pop, because I literally could make a case for just about any song on Zooropa. I love that record so much, and I think that I don't know how I ended up making my cuts, because, you know, you heard me, you know, listening to Lemon when you came in, Jody. Like,
yeah.
There's, you know, I could make all these changes. Like, I could take any four or five from it and be like, okay, that's fine. And I ended up with just four, which felt low, but I also wanted to give room to breathe to the rest of the records that I hadn't listened to. And to that point, I enjoy, you know, I hadn't listened to any of these except for Songs of Innocence past Zooropa. So, and Songs of Innocence has the negative connotation of being, you two gave us a record.
Yeah, that was the free album.
Yeah, that one showed up on my phone and I didn't want it. So, like, you know, I'd heard that one. And I also got to say, I had a big, hard time with Songs of Experience, because I fucking...
Those two records are probably my least favorite in the catalog.
I mean, that's fair, but like Songs of Experience, I had problems with in the opposite direction. Like, I liked it a lot. Yes. Like, now, ultimately, I didn't pull a lot from it. A lot made my first pass, but I found myself going, oh, I could see this. Like, I could make a case for this getting in here. Like, I really enjoyed Songs of Experience. And, you know, I kind of felt the same way about, you know, most of the other records, where it's like, okay, I could see this, I can pick from this. So where I played myself, like I said, were Zooropa and Pop. And now I'm curious, Jody, because you mentioned Octoon Baby, and I swear we had that on part one.
No, I think part one ended with Rattle and Hum.
Yeah, it should have. Because that was like the whole idea was, it was post Rattle and Hum where their tonal shift happened. So that's where we would split it.
Because that's going to be a problem big time.
Because you didn't.
I didn't have. Yeah.
Actum.
Yeah.
Well, we know where we're not going to get unanimouses now.
Well, I mean, I can make some stuff on the fly, because Octung,
if something comes up, I'm sure you'll probably feel it.
Yeah, I can find where my cuts will be.
Yeah.
Nocturne. Because why is that not popping up here? There it is. Because again, that one is one of my mom's records. So
yeah.
Yeah, I can already see, like, I can see a couple of these. I'll just have to, I'll figure it out on the fly, because I gotta make room for Octung, baby. Okay, so yeah. Based on the conversation, this is gonna change it wildly. Based on the conversation we just had, and knowing that I'm gonna have to make stuff up on the fly here, Jody, how many mm-hmm. do you think we're gonna get unanimous?
See, that's the thing, is I honestly probably could have answered this question with more confidence if we had done this in part one, because their discography is so, first half is kind of almost uniform in its sound.
Mm-hmm.
This, they jump around a lot. They take a lot of, you know, Euro dance and alt rock in there, and they sprinkle it around on all the albums. So it's like, I'm going to say four.
Ooh, okay.
Four. I was going to say three or four.
All right. Do you want to stick with three? Go low.
Yeah, I'll go three.
Okay. Well, just to be the outlier here, I'm going to be the optimist and go five, just because I know that I'm going to be able to make some cuts on the fly. I'm already looking at, you know, what I think I can probably drop. But here's one that I feel like I can't drop. So, with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through the back half of U2's discography, starting at Octung, baby. You know, maybe one of us didn't start at Octung, baby. who knows? But we have each plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have never given U2's back half a listen. I'm going to start... where did it go? I think this one. I'm gonna go more towards the middle here. I'll go crazy if I don't go crazy tonight.
It's off of How to Dismantle, right?
Yeah.
I don't have it.
I don't.
Okay.
Either. Oh. And no, it did not make my first round of cuts.
Wow. Okay. I'll let you guys know that while this was one of my better ones, this is just a tonal setter to see what I can drop. I gotta find out. But I feel like this fits in with the sound I was trying to form for this part of U2. All right. I feel like that one had to make my list, though. All right. It does not get in. That's okay. Jody.
All right. Let's see. Well, since we are talking about dealing with explosives, I'll stick with that album. And I'll go with Vertigo.
I didn't put Vertigo on there simply because it was the single track.
Mm.
I didn't have it either.
Yeah.
All right, this is starting off hot. Starting off hot. I mean, there's a lot here, so.
Yeah.
And a lot of different sounds. Just like Scott said, like I'm not trying to be that dude, but that was definitely part of the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Plus Uno Dos Catorce for some reason makes me mad.
That's fair.
Uno
That's
Dos totally Tres fair. Catorce.
Yeah, that, for whatever reason, that makes me really mad. It shouldn't. No. It shouldn't, but it does. All right, Scott.
Staying on Atomic Bomb, I'll go Miracle Drug.
No.
No.
No. Nope. That did not make it.
Oh, God.
Okay. Apparently, we were all just a little optimistic in our unanimous assumptions.
Uh huh. Okay. Man, hearing it again, though, like, you're not wrong. Like, I get it. Alright. Let's... Okay, I'm going to take a wild swing here. I just made one on the fly. Because I got to try some Octung here. Even better than the real thing.
Yep.
I don't have it.
Okay, okay.
It's in the conversation.
Yes. And at this point, that might be all it needs. Oh, man. Even better than the real thing. All right. Jody?
All righty. Let's do this. Let's swing to the back end of my list and pull from the bottom, which really isn't so much the bottom as that it is that was just the last album I listened to, because I didn't have any of these in order, other than the order I played them in. I'm going to pull off of Songs of Innocence and see what we get. Iris.
No.
No.
Is that a no from you too, Scott?
Yeah, that's a no for me.
All right. This album is very difficult because, not that I didn't pull anything from it, I do have a few songs here, but having that negative connotation of, you gave me a record, you bastards, how dare you? And my son used to listen to this he cracked the screen on my old iPhone, so I let him use it basically as an MP3 player. And this was just about all that was on there. There was, you know, a handful of other songs I had downloaded. And so, like, all of these songs are burned into my brain and not in the best connotation. So, although hearing this now, like, it definitely fits in. All right. Can you get us off the schneid there, Scott?
I'm going to try to. Staring at the Sun?
Oh, no.
No?
No, it made it through my first pass, but it did not make it to the final list.
I love Staring at the Sun, damn it.
You and a certain orange someone that we know about.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. That one took me a second. Hey-o!
Ba-dum!
These are the jokes, folks.
That's strong. No, you know, again, I think unfortunately this had radio stink on it, like, which
I could see that.
I don't think it's fair with YouTube because, like, sure, when it
a
came,
lot of their songs have radio stink on it,
right? Like,
it's kind of what they are.
Yeah, but like Vertigo makes more sense because it was huge and it was around. Like, you can still hear it on the radio. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I heard Staring at the Sun. Like, it had its brief...
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Other than, like, listening to, like, live recordings.
Right. And so, like, when I heard this, I was like, oh, man. And I'm pretty sure it made my first pass. But, like I said, Zeropa and Pop, very difficult for me. All right. Shoot. We are not doing well. I guess with that in mind, this one, I understand if you don't have it, but there's no way I can do this list without this song, because I love this song so much. Numb.
Yes.
I actually have it.
Hey! Of all the ones for us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an outlier. You know, it's got Edge singing and all that.
I really think that it would have done better having him singing more often.
I think so, too. I definitely think so, too. Because I think a lot of this part of U2's career starts getting, you know, Bono has this connotation of being an asshole. Like,
yeah.
And so, like, Edge doesn't. So maybe some of the stuff, I don't know, especially like come How to Dismantle, maybe we don't view you two quite as negatively. I know not everybody does, but that definitely, there is definitely a Bono stink to newer U2.
Yeah, well, that's when we either discovered that Bono was an asshole or Bono became an asshole.
Yeah.
Hard to say, but one or the other happened.
Yes. Oh.
Or both.
I can't.
Yeah. Maybe he became more of an asshole.
Maybe he did. Yeah. I'm so happy of all the ones to get through unanimously. Oh my God. Okay.
Maybe it had a lot to do with the feet on the face.
Yes. And Beavis and Butthead. And like, there's a lot there. So. All right. Jody?
All right. Well, since we're at Zeropa, let's hang there for a second and pull the song that, honestly, every single time I hear it, I'm always surprised it isn't Prince singing it. Lemon.
Oh, no.
No.
No. I fucking love, you know I do, because I was I was listening to it and regretting not having it on my list. I love this song. I love this song.
It always, every time I hear it, it kind of feels like a mix of solo Prince around the Batman soundtrack and Prince and the New Power Generation kind of smashed together.
I can see that.
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned, you know, I feel like I played myself with Zeropa, and that is definitely one of those cases where it's like I overthought about it. Like, Zeropa has this feeling, when I listen to it, of I'm unable to differentiate between I really like this song and it being a good template for getting somebody into U2 and nostalgia. So I can't separate the three. So as I was listening to that record, that was one of my biggest problems. God, I love this song. Damn it.
It's a good one.
All right, Scott?
All right, I am going to say Ultraviolet, Light My Way.
No.
No.
I don't think so. No. No, that did not make it.
I figured Justin wouldn't because, you know, Octune, but...
Right.
Thought I'd play it and find out.
Yeah, you never know. Let's give it a moment.
Considering I had most of Octune on my first pass list, you know, there had to be something that wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
We are not doing well. We might end up needing NTP.
Ooh, NTP.
We might end up needing it. Although at this point, I've only played three songs, so...
Yeah.
All right, we're back at me. I'm going to stay on Octune, even though technically I didn't choose it. I'm making the cuts on as we go. Let me lose this one for this one. She Moves in Mysterious Ways.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes. God, I love that tune.
It's one of those undeniable hits.
God, you listen to that. Come on. Who's not gonna... Yeah.
It's kind of... it has a feeling almost like they took their early day work and laid it on top of a more modern acoustics.
Yeah.
Because it still has a that feeling of that kind of soulful work that they did early on. But, you know, okay, yeah, we realize that's not what the kids want to listen to anymore, but we're still going to sing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, God, that feels good. I'm wishing... God, Octune presents so many freaking problems here. But... It does get us to two unanimous decisions. So that...
Indeed.
That ain't so bad. All right. So Mysterious Ways was me. Jody?
All right. Let's hop over to Pop.
I'm going to be somewhere.
And... I'm going to do this. This one, honestly, like, the lyrics are weird, but I don't care. The music is great. Discotheque.
Oh! Oh.
You okay with that?
No.
Oh, my God.
It was something you cut last minute? It was one you just cut out of the list?
No, thankfully, it wasn't that hurtful. But I definitely, I cut it because I thought I'd be the only one. Like, I fucking love Discotheque, but I thought that I was in this area of my own, because I remember the video being like kind of a big deal and the little dance with it. But I'm with you.
Yeah. Justin, how long have we been sharing each other's musical interests? how could it not have at least have occurred to you?
I'm so mad. Well, again, like, you two and or Pop and Zooropa, like, very interchangeable for me. Like, I could pluck four from each of these records and be like, yeah, that is a great representation. Mm-hmm. I think I lean too heavily on the fact that it had a video and it was on the radio, and I thought,
you know, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Fair, but I was right with Scott.
I stopped listening to the radio in like the late 90s. It's what keeps me from getting burned out on stuff.
Oh, man, I'm so upset at myself. I really am. I love that song. All right, Scott?
I'm going to go a little earlier, a little bit more obscure, throwing it out, see if maybe if somebody has it. Electrical Storm?
No.
No. No, they didn't make it. And it was one of those ones that I knew that I'd end up cutting it out later. So I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go with Pop here as well. How about Last Night on Earth?
No.
No, it made it through, but it didn't make it to the end.
Ooh, this is getting brutal.
Yo.
Oh. Yeah, let's see last night. Oh, no. See, this is why I play the songs right here.
So you can cause yourself more pain?
I just feel so bad. Well, sometimes it makes the other panelists feel bad for not picking it, too. So,
oh, true.
So it's a little column A, a little column B. All right, Jody?
All right, let's see here. All right, let's do this. Gonna go to No Line on the Horizon and say Moment of Surrender.
I do have that.
Oh, good, because I don't.
That's okay. We know you're often wrong.
I mean, look how many times on just this episode.
You were so wrong, you didn't even listen to the first album.
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay. All right, Scott.
All right. Go to All That You Can't Leave Behind, and I'm going to play In a Little While.
Nope.
No, it did not.
Did we all just kind of like set ourselves in our ways here and and just kind of? Yeah.
That's another one of those ones that made it through my first pass, but just didn't make it to the end.
Yeah, we got two through.
We've got two all the way through and two in the conversation, so it's not like. Yeah. It's not the end of the world. We still have plenty of gameplay, but it does hurt all these misses. Oh, I guarantee you that made my first pass. I just can't remember where I cut it. All right, back to me.
Yo,
I don't feel good about any of these anymore.
Ah.
I'm going to go back to Dismantle. How about Love and Peace or Else?
I have it.
Hey.
It did not make it to the end, but I did make it through my first pass.
Okay. So we're halfway there. We're halfway. Yay. Halfway out of NTP. All right, Jody?
All righty. Let's see. Let me bounce back to Pop. It's little different even for their new sound mixing, but it just kind of stuck with me. So If You Wear That Velvet Dress.
No.
Well, I mean, you don't have to.
Nope. I'm not gonna.
I said if.
I'm not gonna.
Fine.
But it feels so good against the skin.
I know, right?
That's what I hear. Is that a no for you as well, Scott?
Yeah, it's a no.
Oh. Man, I might not even have enough time to play all these misses. Scott.
How about Original of the Species?
Nope.
No.
Dismantle. Man, we're pretty heavy on Dismantle.
Just not the
same
ones.
I'm pretty heavy on Dismantle and All You Can't Leave Behind.
It's like Jody said, like we're not in the same places with it, but I would not have seen that coming. Not that Dismantle is not a good record, just I wouldn't have seen us all being all over the map on it. I mentioned loving Songs of Experience, and if I don't at least bring one to the table, then I'm a liar. So how about You're the Best Thing About Me?
Well, we appreciate that, but...
Oh, man. Okay. I assume
not on my list either.
Yeah. The pain in your face doesn't show. Oh. When you look so good, baby, you don't even know. I just like this message. Alright. Jody?
Alright, well, if we're gonna be on Songs of Experience, then have me pull one of these. The Blackout.
No.
So what I'm hearing here, and correct me if I'm wrong, we all listened to a very different U2.
We did. Very clearly.
Yeah.
We very clearly all heard different things.
And I think back to one of your early questions, this is why U2 got split in half. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine trying to like take sampling out of their entire discography and pulling and doing an episode like this?
No.
At once? Yeah, no.
No way. No way. All right. Scott.
City of Blinding Lights.
No, that didn't make it.
Find it on here first. Scrolled right past dismantle. There it is. God. Well, because of all these misses, I am not even halfway through yet. I mean, if we want to look at the positives here, there's still plenty of gameplay left. All right.
Yeah, I got like half my list still.
Yeah. Let me go back to Zeropa. Some days are better than others.
No.
Well, I mean, damn, dude. Fine. Some days just aren't better than others. So be it.
All right.
Yeah.
Off on my own yet again.
You and everyone else here.
Yeah. At least I don't have to feel but so bad about it. But we might be doing some dumpster diving.
Yeah. It's okay. I've already decided what I want to pull out for NTP, so...
All right, Jody.
Okay. All right, let's swing back to All You Can't Leave Behind, and we're gonna go with A Beautiful Day.
Oh,
I've got it.
Oh, thank goodness, because no, that's gonna be crazy if that. I mean, at this point, that's in, like.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed that. All right. Scott?
Until the End of the World?
Let's see.
I must have had that really late because it's not on this list.
No, that.
It's on Octane.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Octane, so you wouldn't have listened to it.
Yeah.
Slacker. Yeah, it made it through. It just didn't make it to the end.
Man. Oh, I'm not deleting that because that might come back around.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not deleting that. All right, back to me, huh?
Yep.
I feel like I can scrap another song here and pull in another one from Octoon. But the problem is I'm going to go with this one, and who knows if it doesn't feel like that one's going to hit. So we'll see. Who's going to ride your wild horses?
I have it.
Hey!
That was a late cut on mine.
Okay. Who's going to ride
but it's in the conversation.
Your wild horses? I fucking love that song. All right. Who's? I have to type this out because it's not in my thing.
Gonna, yeah.
Which the listeners are going to love. Ride your wild.
Because, you know, the best thing you can do in any sort of audio format is not talk.
Yeah. All right. So Justin and Jody had Wild Horses. And that takes us, what, to 7 now? Right to unanimous and... 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
5 in the conversation. Okay.
Yeah.
This is coming together now. This is coming together now. I'm feeling a little less anxious about it because I still have tons and tons of songs here. All right, Jody?
All righty, let's see. Well, let me go ahead and clear out what I've got left of Octong. 1.
You
That's
know
it now?
Hold on.
What song?
1.
No, I don't have it.
I am going to make a scrap here. And,
okay.
And get behind 1. Because I think it would be a shame to at least not have that
definitely.
Conversation time. And I'd hate to be like the reason, essentially.
Or at this rate, you mean on the list?
Yeah, at this point, it's on the list.
I suppose we could call this one a, if it comes down to us being 11, maybe this is the one that can go since you slid it in after.
Yeah. I mean, I made a cut, so I made a cut right, for
right.
it.
Okay.
All right. Scott?
Walk On?
Yes.
Okay, no.
Okay.
Walk On. Jody and Scott. All right, so that... Oh, man, we are almost out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yeah. Oh! Oh! Almost out. Okay, let me go to Pop then, because now I feel like I can make those wild swings. Mofo.
No.
That was a late cut, but it was cut.
Did I call it or did I call it? This is also part of the reason why I cut Discotheque.
That's fair.
Although I think Discotheque is obviously catchier.
Yeah. It's also got, I think, probably a broader appeal than this does as far as the music itself is concerned.
Yeah.
This one has a little more Euro dance, whereas Discotheque was a little more accessible.
Yeah. Oh. I'll tell you what though, if we need NTP, I'm not lying. I might pull Mofo up. All right. Jody.
All right, let's see. All right, I got one left from No Line on the Horizon, so we'll pull this one. Magnificent.
I've got it.
I do not. But since you both do, we are officially out of NTP, so anything else just makes conversation.
All right.
Which means cuts. So take that however you wish. All right. Scott?
We'll go ahead and play Kite.
No.
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 Yeah, I think we're 40 in. I'm gonna have to skip the playing the clip. All right, back to me. Do you feel loved?
Sometimes, no. But not right now.
All right, so let's see. This was
I don't have it
Scott,
either.
And then, do you feel loved was me, Jody?
Let's see here. All right, well, it's the last thing I have off Songs of Innocence. No, sorry, Songs of Experience is the last thing I have here. Summer of Love.
No.
No.
See, I don't feel loved. This is why.
This is why. I blame us, Scott. We've done this.
It's all our fault.
All right, Scott, you're up.
Sometimes you can't make it on your own.
Oh, no.
No.
Nope. Scott. Back to me. Let me see what I got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Jeez. I think what we'll do here is two more rounds and then I'll just dump out.
I've got four left, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, you guys both have four?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll just do one more round and then dump out.
Okay.
How about Song for Someone?
No. Yes,
I do.
Oh, all right. Well, it's going to be...
Hey, look, we actually have a conversation.
It's though. A conversation. Okay. All right. Jody?
All right, well, I've got one left from Songs of Innocence, so Every Breaking Wave.
No.
Every Breaking Wave. Scott?
Zoo Station?
No, well, obviously no.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
All right. So, by my count, that means you guys have three left, and I have seven. So, there's going to be a lot of misses here for me. It's okay. Stay. Far Away So Close?
Nine.
Dirty Day?
No.
Please?
You can nope. beg all you like, but no.
Wild Honey?
Uh-uh.
Nope.
When I Look at the World?
Nope. Nine.
Is this Cedars of Lebanon?
Uh-uh.
No.
And last but not least, Get Out of Your Own Way.
You can't.
Nope.
Yeah, I definitely can't. All right. Just for fun, Jody, you want... Well, no, you could still hit Scott, so clear out.
Well, I got two here, so... Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of.
God bless.
I actually have it.
Hey!
All right. And A Man and a Woman.
No.
All right.
And... So then my only one left is No Line on the Horizon.
Yeah, I can see.
And I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight. Those are my two.
Wait a second.
That,
yeah,
that played.
That was my first one.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Then, okay. That's in the conversation then.
Hey.
It's at the very bottom of my list.
Okay, so. All right. You're running a list too, Jody, right? Two, because since I didn't have Octone, this could get hairy. By my count, we have two unanimous. Numb in Mysterious Ways. I know that mm-hmm. for a fact. That's correct.
Yes.
And uh-huh. it looks like we have 11 through the conversation. Let's see, eight.
I have at least six on my list that I have. Beautiful Day, Walk On, Love and Peace or Else, Magnificent, I'll Go Crazy, and Moment of Surrender.
Yeah, those ones are there. And then Song for Someone, Even Better Than the Real Thing, Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses, and One. That seems right to me.
Yeah.
All right. So we got two through. Scott gets the final say with
okay.
with three. All right. So let's start looking at, we actually have a conversation here. We've got three that we got to lose. So if there's one that you think has got to go, speak now. So here's the 11 I got. Beautiful Day, I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight, Love and Peace or Else, Magnificent, Moment of Surrender, Song for Someone, Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of, Walk On, Even Better Than the Real Thing, Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses, and One. Is there something there that's like, you know what? Very cool that you made it this far, but it's time to go. Is that
I don't know.
All right, yeah. So let's start putting stuff in then.
Okay.
How about songs that maybe you didn't have, but you'd get behind at this point?
Well, there aren't that many that I didn't have, so...
Look at you.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I feel like we don't need both Beautiful Day and Stuck in a Moment.
That's fair.
I think...
Yeah.
I think take one or the other.
I would personally say Beautiful Day is probably the better of the two.
I could
yeah,
see that.
Yeah, if we have to do it, they're a bit different sound-wise, mm-hmm. but just as far as this is a good song as opposed to that one, yeah, Beautiful Day probably works.
Yeah.
And there are other songs that we have in the conversation that have a similar feel to Stuck in a Moment.
All right. So we'll lose
it's
stuck
not
in a
terrible
moment.
Terrible if we lose it.
Let's lose stuck in a moment and grab beautiful day. Boom. Just like that. All right. Now, how are you feeling on these Octune songs, Scott? Even better than The Real Thing, Who's Going to Ride Your Wild Horses in One? I don't, because since we...
I think One is in.
Okay.
Then I could probably see Even Better Than The Real Thing.
Okay. Yeah, Wild Horses does feel like it's... I love the tune, obviously. I picked it out of, you know, thin air today.
Yeah.
But I could see where that might not make it. How are you feeling on that, Jody? So let's do this. Let's go ahead and grab one and leave the rest open for debate.
Yeah. I'm all right with that.
All right, so we'll take one.
Yep.
And then that brings us up to four.
Yep.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. That needs to trim down to six. So let's try to lose another song here. I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight. And this one, so there's two cuts that need to be made. So one for Jody and I, and then the final say for Scott.
So, yeah.
I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight, Love and Peace or Else, Magnificent, Moment of Surrender, Song for Someone, Walk On, Even Better Than The Real Thing, or Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses. Is there something there that you feel like can go at this point, Jody?
Read the list again.
I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight, mm-hmm. Love and Peace or Else, Magnificent, Moment of Surrender, Song for Someone, Walk On, Even Better Than The Real Thing, Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses?
If I have to say, then I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight would be the one I would lose. And it's one I didn't actually have, but it was only a matter of, well, I kind of have to pick something over another.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even feel good about saying no to that one, but.
All right, so let's dump that one.
Okay.
Now, I'll leave this up to you, Scott.
Okay.
You have the final say. We have one, two, three. We have seven songs left in our conversation. We can debate down to the last song, and then you can pick the final, the tenth song, or you can make the final cut here.
Okay. Go ahead and just make the final cut. Okay. Can I hear a little bit of Song for Someone?
Sure. Dun, 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 dun. Take a second to get going.
Yeah.
You got a face not spoiled by beauty. I have some scars from where I've been. You got eyes that can see right through me. You're not afraid of anything they've seen. I was told that I would feel.
All right. Is that the one you're leaning towards, or?
I think I'm leaning towards that one.
All right, so let's lose Song for Someone. Let's see, and that's gonna get us there. Lose that, and then that gives us this and this. And this, I think this is the first time it's ever gone this way, where I've just basically had to pull all the twos and put them to threes. I think that's everything.
And then we're not worried about any kind of order or anything, right?
Nah. So no. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. By my count, that gives us our 10. We have Beautiful Day, Love and Peace or Else, Magnificent, Moment of Surrender, Numb, Walk On, Even Better Than the Real Thing, Mysterious Ways, or Who's Gonna Ride, or I'm sorry, Mysterious Ways, Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses, and One. That's our 10. That's a pretty solid 10. We did, yeah. We did pull three or four through from Octoon. I'm with it.
It was rocky. It was hard fought, but it's here.
It's here. We have done it. All right. Hearing those 10 songs, though, Jody,
mm-hmm.
What do you think is the one with a bullet?
Well, I'm going to have to go with something off of Octoon.
Clearly.
Since, like, we went really Octoon heavy. Which is interesting, considering you didn't listen to it.
Hey, I knew the tunes. I told y'all I knew the record.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, I would say probably Mysterious Ways.
That's exactly.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, because I feel like it has a number one for us to be able to pull that off as a unanimous. Since I didn't technically listen, I cut it, made cuts on the fly. But listen to this, come on.
Yeah,
this appeals to so many different people.
It's iconic for a reason.
Mm-hmm. And it's just good. And I'll tell you guys a story on after the fact about this song. I don't think it's right for air. But yeah, I think that's the one. All right,
to quote Alfredo, the hitch is the hitch.
For the reasons, that's right.
Yeah.
Let's let it get its moment in the sun here.
It's alright, alright. And she moves in mysterious ways.
Yeah. It's alright. God, I love this tune. God, I love that song. All right, Mysterious Ways is our number one with a bullet. Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses? One, Even Better Than the Real Thing, Beautiful Day, Love and Peace or Else, Magnificent, Moment of Surrender, Numb, and Walk On. Round out our 10. We have done it. We have given you 10 songs to get into the back half of U2's catalog. Look at us. Behold us in all our glory. Look, considering the brutality of that early round, that we were able to do this so easily speaks volumes. All right. But, you know, you can hear this. There's no real good way to segue this other than going, you can get behind what we're doing here by going to patreon.com/ohhijustin. $1 a month gets you in the club. Would love to have you aboard. It gets you all of my pods ad-free. Because they come straight to the Patreon. You can listen to them right from there. And it also gets you the Oh Hi Justin Pod daily. Well, Monday through Friday anyway. So 5 days a week, you get to listen to me talk about whatever's going on. And then also gets you access to our Discord. Special access to different Discord channels. All that. $1 a month. Plus, I'm sure there's more that I'm not even thinking about right now. You don't want to pay the dollar, but you do want to get in on the Discord. Cool. It's a Legion of Stupid. Try to search it. I don't know if it works that way. I don't know if there is a search function. If there is not, ask me for the link and we'll invite you in. You can come play. It'll be good times. We do lots of stuff in the Discord. Come play. It'll be good times. And maybe I should say that one more time to make it true. Come play. It'll be good times. If you want to play on the podcast, I'm at the Hulkster. I guarantee you we will talk about your band. If you want to come do this, you want to come be on the show at the Hulkster on Twitter and just say, hey, this is the band I want to talk about. We'll put a panel together. We'll get you on the show and it'll be shameful. We are a podcast. We are on all podcast platforms, Anchor, Spotify, Apple, all of them. So subscribe, rate, comment on whichever one you're on. Supposedly the Al Gore rhythm loves when you do that. I don't know.
He invented the internet, you know.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
The Al Gore rhythm.
Him and his rhythm. So, you know, do that stuff. But the absolute best way is to tell a friend. Say, hey, I enjoy this program. You should listen to it, too. And let's listen to it together because we are friends. With all that being said, U2 Part 2. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.